to see if everybody's in the same tone. Okay, let's start the open section. It will be a very short open section. It's mainly, I would like to, first of all, call to the table our rector, Professor Dr. Nival Nunes de Almeida, to sit please on the table. The director of the Science and Technology Center is not here, but he will arrive. Oh, very good, Antonio, please. Dr. Antonio Carlos Moreira da Rocha, the director of the Institute of Physics, Professor José Soares Barbosa, my colleague, the co-chair of LICHEP, Dr. Professor Harvey Newman, please. Then please give a seat. Sit, please. I will be just like that you start your talk and to us.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Rio de Janeiro State University has over 20,000 students attend over 40 courses in all areas of technology. In this campus and several units scattered around the state, we do not want to be a university for the elite, but rather a university committed to build a new elite. Our students come from all social strata and are good representatives of our people. They share our desire and hopes for a better society, one where there will be no place for conference on any kind of the divides, because there will be no divide to talk about. LICHEP 2004, that we are now starting, is one important step towards this goal, and you all can count on me and on our university for any further step needed. Digital divide is just one phase of the economical divide and splits our societies between those who have and those who have not. Those who have access to education, those who have access to medical care, those who have access to food, those who have access to computers, and those who have not. One of the missions of the Rio de Janeiro State University is to give our students the opportunity to overcome the many divides still present in our world. We believe they will not just cross to the other side of the divide, but will work hard to put it down. Every time we dismount a small part of the barrier, every time one single brick is removed, then part of our mission is being achieved. Digital divide and computer grids are not subjects that should concern only physicists, as many may think. It comprises a broad spectrum of modern life. It is vital to areas as diverse as medicine and social science, law and art. Computer grids will open opportunities in all areas of technology and allow direct benefit to society through the expansion of technology and service to all regions of the country and the world. A sophisticated music lover in Rio de Janeiro will be able to have full access to a concert from a major European orchestra, and a rumble present in the Amazon will have access to medical counseling and service from any major hospital in Rio de Janeiro, like our university war hospital. All this and more will be possible only if and when we truly commit ourselves to this goal. We cannot be behind, and UERJ is happy to put in itself already in this project by inaugurating its cluster with 80 computers. One of the biggest is in all Latin America, and part of the world great committed to experiments of the greatest importance now and in the future. Our students, faculty, and research will immensely benefit from such enterprise. I want personally to congratulate all those involved in this project, in particular, Herr Professor Santoro, and that have been working to make LICHEP 2004 a reality. I want to also thank Dr. Herbert Newman from Caltech, who has helped us to overcome some of the difficulties we faced. I shall thank also Dr. Leon Lederman from the University of Chicago, who helped the development of the high energy phases in Brazil. Ladies and gentlemen, a very warm welcome to UERJ and to LICHEP 2004. Thank you. Good luck. Good luck to you.
Now I would like to ask my colleague Kosher to address some few words to you, to the chef participants.
First of all, I'd like to thank Professor Santoro and our hosts from the State University of Rio de Janeiro for hosting LICHEP, and also in particular for hosting this special part of LICHEP, which focuses on the digital divide. I'm here representing not only the California Institute of Technology, but also the International Committee on Future Accelerators, which represents the leadership of the field of high energy nuclear physics and representation of our physics community. This committee was commissioned some 6 years ago in order to survey and monitor networks around the world which are essential for the science in our field and more broadly for scientific collaboration, and to focus on particular problems. It won't surprise you that within the space of a few years, we came to realize that the problem of the digital divide is in fact one of the principal problems, not only for the world community, but also for the progress of science. And so since that time, our committee has been focusing on problems of the digital divide. Today, we live in a time of both challenge and opportunity. In the more favored regions of the world, it's very evident that the progress of communications technologies, both for communication in everyday life and for handling data, which is part and parcel of progress in science, is progressing at an unprecedented rate. This brings us great opportunity. At the same time, part of our scientific operation has come to encompass collaborations, which, starting from those that encompass several nations, is now becoming increasingly global. In order to succeed in this broader sense as a global collaboration, progress in the use of these technologies and propagating these technologies to all regions of the world is essential. It is therefore essential that we heal the problem of the digital divide. During this week, we'll hear many views of this problem and associated progress and issues. I hope all of you will become even more deeply engaged in the nature of this problem and approaching to solving it, and will take the occasion in order to discuss, and we hope come up with the beginnings of an effective action plan to help with this problem. All of us in high energy physics and in the light fields, in fusion energy, astrophysics, other fields of science, bioinformatics, genomics, and also medical practice, have come to appreciate the value and indeed the transformational aspect of the effective use of these technologies. In order for us to proceed, let us take this week to discuss together to try to put those regions of the world which are not so favored as the obvious ones in the United States, Europe, and Japan, to put those in a stronger footing so that we can progress together. We expect in the next generation of scientific experiments in progress great discoveries. But in a way, if we don't manage to overcome the problem of a digital divide and to execute these projects and make these discoveries as a global scientific enterprise, then we cannot have succeeded. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Then we will stop here and thank the table, but I will continue before the coffee break to address some words for you and some advisors. Then we would like to thank again to you. Okay. Ivan. Depois eu falo com você sobre. Okay. Our Hector had a commitment now, then I try to, well, before then the coffee break, I would like to address a few words to you. And first of all, we had last week, we have offered to our community, a lot of Brazilians attended the tutorials. That was wonderful. And I would like to thank the generosity of the people that come from far from here to do this tutorial that was very useful for our community and our group in particular in Rio de Janeiro that tried to mount unity of grid, a cluster with 160 CPUs that will participate of the grid of CMS. Well, I used to say some words about what LISHEP is for mainly for people that never attend LISHEP. And LISHEP is high energy physics specialized school, international, here in Brazil. We have four sections. Section A is dedicated to the teachers of secondary school. Some of you have participated, and we have printed books to the teachers, and we had a lot of very good results with that. It's not to teach exactly some subject, it's just to make a possibility to give a direct contact with the teachers of secondary school and the researchers. The section B is an advanced high energy physics school, as you know, in the world. In the section C is a workshop that I repeat in general twice the subject. And the section D is the first time, is the second time we are doing here, associated technology to high energy physics section. And the first one that we decide to do is computing. That's a very important tool. And as we have called attention, the ICFA is concerned about this computing for the next generation of experiment in high energy physics. Then we decide to do that a long time ago, mainly Harvey and I. And then in the past, our group have done some contributions, and we did a client serve that used by our colleagues at Fermilab. It was a successful project, and many students, Americans and other nationalities in Brazil, did the thesis, made jobs here in Rio de Janeiro, and receiving the results in the United States at Fermilab. And also, we reconstruct almost all E791 experiments that are giving the results up to date. And my friend and colleague, Dick White, now is director of computer division of Fermilab. We did together the computer 95. He had some experience here with me. And well, at this time, we would like to discuss digital divide. I am convinced that this is very important for us. Our rector in these days is a new rector in this university. He started in January only, but he decided a lot of things about this project, and I talk with him. He supports really this project. I hope that we will be in the future a little bit different that we have had here in this university, that is particularly a photo of digital divide in this country. I would like also to profit the opportunity to thanks again my friend Harvey Newman that provided the VRVS not only for us, but now we have, I think, that four reflectors in Brazil, in northeast of Brazil, in south of Brazil, here in Rio de Janeiro, in São Paulo. And we have helped the people, David and João and people from VRVS group are here with us, have helped us. Because of this, we have four meetings per week in this university, in our group, with Fermilab, discussing a lot of projects that was impossible to do if we had no VRVS, even with the link, the poor link that we have. But we succeed to get this discussion weekly, and the people is really working with the Fermilab colleagues. Well, transportation, you know, there are taxis in the door, and in the door of a hotel also. But we had put two Cotramo vans in the door of the hotel for each day. If it's not enough, we will put another one. But I would like to be sure that is not enough. But I advise very, very strongly, don't take bus. We have a lot of pickpocket in Rio de Janeiro, as, by the way, usual in many different cities that I visited in my life. We are not the privileged to be the only to get this type of problem, but pay attention. Here we have really serious problems with that. And if you decide to go away and to do some tourism, please, we have the desk here, a tourism agency that can do for you a good tour. And, well, this will put in different times in this projector, then you have just to pay attention for some time. For restaurant, in this university is a vertical building university, in the 50th floor, and the 3rd floor, and the 7th floor, and the 11th floor, we have the restaurants, then we can go there, or if you want, just cross the street and go a little bit far from here, you have a lot of restaurants to eat, mainly for the lunchtime. Well, if you need or if you have some bad experience with your health, please communicate with us. We talk with the doctors and people in the hospital, even near in our university. People is aware if you have some problem. Our secretary immediately call. Don't try to do for yourself something in this country. It's not good. Because if you come from our side, people understand immediately what's going on. Our secretary will be available for you each day. Bianca is another lady that will be there also. We have more people like Leonardo and Lucia that talk English directly. And if you have some problems about computer rooms or print something, and so let us know about this that we can do for you. In the 3rd floor, we have a room is 3017. This room is special for the lecturers or the speakers that would like to prepare something or to stay there. You have also wireless there. Then you can do also your emails. And we talk with the secure. This university is one of the biggest universities of night university due the mission of this university to attend a type of population in Rio de Janeiro that especially starts to study 6 p.m. goes to 10 p.m. Then up to 10 p.m. these rooms with in 3rd floor is available for you. But don't try to go later than that, because you have to sleep also. And okay, conference dinner. Unfortunately, we are not rich, and people that have paid the fees, it's no problem. You are invited automatically. Those that have not paid the fees, please look for Fabio Rezende. Is around, please. Olá. He will do for you the registration for the dinner, and also if someone have problem to pay, just say that. Schedules, and this afternoon we have VRVS, two VRVS, one after you and before. VRVS is a video conference talks, and we did a few changes to accommodate. You know, this last week I received lots of emails, please put there, please another time, please, and so then because this we have to change each day our schedules, but the schedule will be available is available on the web, and if you would like to get a copy, we can do also for you. This is for Tuesday morning, and this is the first roundtable. We would like to concentrate some topics to understand together in Latin America. We not succeed to get everybody from Latin America, unfortunately. But we have some representative countries here from Argentina, from Mexico, even from Brazil. After we have on the Wednesday morning a section dedicated to the experiments, the present experiments, and the high energy physics and collider mainly, in the mainly from this future experiment to understand exactly and to communicate to everybody why we are discussing digital divide. Everybody knows, and in my talk I will talk a little bit about the needs to participate of this. The third round table, the last round table, we will have this discussion here, and I hope that you all participate of the homage to our professor Roberto Salmeron. I'm doing physics today because Roberto Salmeron convinced this guy to do physics. And we are doing today a homage to him and offering a book with many colleagues from all the world have made papers and published in this book. We will have a cocktail and music. Don't forget today also that we have our welcome cocktail at the night on the Ecumenic Chapel in downstairs. It's very easy to go together in the end of the day. Okay? Then Thursday, we have this talk, and perhaps we have the closed section in Thursday afternoon. We will see, but okay. And the last day, we would like to do some special meeting, the focus discussions coming out of the workshop, and topics to be announced. Harvard, I and other colleagues can have, and you can have some initiatives, something that we can do in a very special moment, some meetings. The participants, we have 21 countries here, and 150 persons, mainly the students. In some sections, you observe that practically no student is here, because last year this university had 3 months in strike for salaries, and we pay now the price to do courses again. Still now the university work up to March, and many of the students doing exam today and tomorrow and so, but they come in different times to here because they are very interested. But unfortunately, it was this. But it was interesting to observe that, well, this several important information is there. You can see after. And thank you very much. Welcome to this university. Welcome to our group. And please, Prof. Rio de Janeiro. And I would like to have this privilege to be with you this week. Thank you very much. We go now to the coffee break. Tá desligado, né? Tá ótimo. Puxa vida, meus pesos. Tá bom, tá bom, tá bom. Ok, o Dr. Harvey is Antonio, the director of the Technology and the Science Center of the UERJ, and he had a parent die this morning. Okay. Okay. It's okay?
Yeah.
Right. Then we start after.
So you talk after the conversation.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay.
We are in time.
I think actually there are 5 reflectors.
Alô, 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 som, alô, tá vendo? Alô, 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 som,
viu?
Alô, som, alô, 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 som, alô, 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 som. Alô, 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 som, alô, alô, som, 1, 2, alô, som, alô, som, 1, 2, teste.
Oi?
Alô, alô. Alô, alô.
Não cabo não. Vai.
Alô, alô.
É a caixa aí.
Alô, alô.
Isso aqui tava aqui, né?
Alô, alô, alô.
Troca o cabo pra ver qual é.
Alô.
Fica calma.
Alô, som.
Bota esse goiaba, esse aí.
Alô, você tá sendo lá. Alô. Alô, alô, som. Alô, som. Alô. Alô.
É o canal.
Alô, som.
Isso.
Alô, som, 1, 2.
Tira dessa caixa aqui, bota com essa caixa aqui.
Isso aqui.
Então tira aí pra me ver.
Alô. Alô, alô, som, alô, som, 1, 2, teste de áudio. Alô, som, alô, 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 som, alô, som, 1, 2, teste de áudio, som, teste, alô, teste, som, alô, alô, som, teste de áudio.
Não.
Alô, som. Alô, som, 1, 2, teste de áudio. Alô, alô, som.
mandei pra ele já.
Alô, som.
Que aí, a gravação lá foi. Quer dizer, foi não. Que
por baixo. Baixo.
Alô, som. Um, dois. Teste de áudio. Alô?
Tava aqui. Ó.
Alô? 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 Oi? Alô, som?
Esse canal tá pegando.
Alô, som? Alô, som?
Ah, aqui tá pegando, mas aqui não tá.
Alô, som? Um, dois, teste de áudio. Alô? Alô, alô, som. Alô, som. Alô. Alô, 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 alô. Alô, som.
Só tô ficando aqui.
Tá onde? Onde você tá falando?
Aqui.
Isso aí.
É.
Fala aí.
Isso aqui, Pedro. Alô, som.
Alô, alô. Alô. Alô.
Alô. Alô. Alô, som. Alô.
Alô. Alô.
Alô. Alô, som. Alô, som.
Parou no estalo. Tava aqui, parou no estalo.
O que foi?
Alô, som. Alô, som. Um, dois, teste. Alô. Alô, alô, som. Alô, som. Um, dois, teste de áudio.
Tá.
Alô, alô, alô. Yes.